Hey, welcome to the Napcast. My name is David.
And my name is Seth, and today we have a guest with us again.
Hey.
So go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jesse, and I'm Seth's roommate, and
Remembered.
Yes, I do remember. It's only 3 years. three years, and then he graduated and left me alone, so that's...
All right, so as a guest on our podcast, first we're going to go ahead and we'll ask you a random question, then you'll get a chance to respond. So, Seth, what is our random question for Jesse?
Oh, you're putting this on me. I wasn't prepared for that.
Oh.
I've already asked the peanut butter question twice, so I can't use that.
Gotta use a different one.
If you had to choose, who would be your favorite video game character?
Ooh, a tricky question.
You knew I was gonna have trouble answering this. I don't know. I've recently played a game I like called Hat in Time, and I love the main character for that. Her name is Hat Kid. It's incredibly original. Hat Kid. That is the name of the character, and I think it's great.
That's a pretty fantastic name, to be fair.
And it's very descriptive, actually.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and then now you get a chance to ask either one of us, or both, any question you'd like.
Well, because I already know everything about Seth, I'm going to ask you.
All right. I have to remember you guys are roommates for like 3 years or something.
Yes. I'll ask you this, then. What is your favorite movie?
What is my favorite movie series, perhaps? Ooh. What is my favorite movie? Well, I would go with the very obvious answer of The Dark Knight, because I really like that movie. But I honestly don't know if it's my absolute favorite, because I have like 100 favorite movies.
It's such a hard decision.
Right. So in the interest of time, one of my favorite movies is Interstellar. One of.
Oh, really?
Because the music is really good. The plot is actually, if you think really hard about it, it makes more sense than people give it credit for.
I've never seen Interstellar.
That's okay. It's a very nerdy movie.
Either.
It deals with, there's black holes, and it's not time travel, sadly. But there are black holes, and there's a whole bunch of, like,
As long as it stays away from time travel, we're fine. Because anytime you throw time travel into anything, it makes it messy.
With the exception of Steins Gate. I will throw that out there.
Fair.
But that might be
I'll give you that separate episode.
But all right, so we're going to play a game called Would You Rather, which we have played many episodes before. So we're going to go around in a triangle. The arbiter will ask the other two the question, and we'll find out, after a bit of discussion, how we feel, and then how the rest of the world feels.
So, mainstream and who's a hipster.
Yeah, pretty much. And you're going to be hipster for every single one of them.
I'll go ahead and start us off, and then we'll have Seth go next, and we'll just go around in the triangle. So, would you guys rather live in a world of unintelligent people as a genius, or live in a world of geniuses as an unintelligent person?
Those both sound terrible.
I'm trying to decide which one is more applicable as of right now.
No, but it's which would you rather?
I know. I'm trying to think, like, do I like my current state versus would I rather be in the other one?
Fair.
So I'm not entirely sure. Of course, I'm going to sound arrogant if I say I'm a genius, too, so...
Well, naturally, since I'm already a genius.
I really would rather be unintelligent.
Oh, yes.
So, Seth, are you going to stay a genius in a world of unintelligent...
Stay a genius? What is that implying?
Well, would you rather stay a... Now I can't even ask it normally. Would you rather be a genius in a world of unintelligent people or be unintelligent in a world of geniuses?
I value intelligence and knowledge a lot, so I think
Do you value it more in everybody else or just in you?
I don't know, because that's a really interesting... way to think about it, actually, now that you phrased it like that, because it's
that changes things completely.
If I am the only smart person in the world, what's the state of the world going to be like? Versus if everyone is smarter than me, it's probably going to make for a better world.
Yeah, but then everybody's like, oh, you're such a bother. I can't believe we always have to take care of this one person who's really dumb. Which, I mean, I don't know. Like,
or
if
like
you
normal,
like,
but to them it's super dumb.
Yeah, relatively dumb.
On the other hand, though, you get the whole mentality of, like, I forget, it's like the sheep mentality where anybody that is above and beyond, they try to discredit them or like take them out of the equation.
That's true. You'd be incredibly outnumbered if you were a genius.
Incredibly outnumbered.
Well, that's just when you wait till you're dead because everyone's more famous when they're dead.
Well, with a couple exceptions.
With a couple of exceptions, for sure.
I'm getting the impression that we all kind of would rather be the stupid person in the genius world just for sake of the fact that it would
be a better
world.
We
don't want to be singled out or anything. Like, it'd be worse being singled out as the only genius than it would be as the only idiot.
That's valid. Seth, do you agree?
I think I would actually rather be the only genius.
Okay. Though I agree with Seth's first comment, those are both awful.
They are. All right. Well, it looks like 79% of people would rather be the genius than be the dumb one.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
And only 21% would rather be unintelligent.
So we're already starting off with me
in the mainstream.
I'm so mainstream.
After such an interesting question, what in the world could the follow-up
be? I have a very, very bizarre question for you guys.
All right.
Would you rather eat only chewed-up food from out of a toothless elderly person's mouth?
That's already a great starting point.
Oh, yeah, that's a fantastic place to start. Or would you rather only eat chewed-up food from out of a chain smoker's mouth?
Elderly person, by far. I'm just going to say that right now.
Elderly person sounds a lot safer.
They sound
sure.
like they're at least a little bit more sanitary.
I would hope so.
Fair
Although,
enough.
To be fair, a lot of elderly people have false teeth, so them chewing it up is more difficult, possibly, if they don't have the teeth. Or if they have the false teeth, it's a different type of chewed up.
Possibly. I mean, again, these are both kind of terrible.
I think one is definitely worse than the other, though.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that one.
All right. I definitely think that the chain smoker one sounds disgusting because, like, we all know how bad cigarettes are.
Oh, yeah.
So it's
well, to
like,
be fair, just, do you get to hang out with the elderly person? Because some elderly little old ladies are the best people ever.
It doesn't
ever.
Say. I mean, maybe you could.
Hang out with them instead of a chain smoker?
Oh, is it the same elderly person or is it, like, a bunch of different elderly people?
Is this elderly person also a chain smoker?
Why? That'd be terrible. I mean, at that point, you might not have much left to lose, but still.
Yeah.
Are you also an elderly person?
I
don't know
that.
I don't know all the qualifications of this question.
What do you mean? I'm not old.
I'm going to go with the elderly person.
I agree with the elderly person.
All right.
Person.
Let's find
so
out.
So this is actually a little bit more even than I thought.
Oh, wow.
Only 55% of players would rather eat food out of an elderly person's mouth.
Oh, dear. We are going
wow.
mainstream.
That is straight. I will say, by the way, that when you started reading that first part, I was like, that reminds me of like the mama wolf or whatever. What animal is it that
it's
like
a
chooses?
Bird.
Is it bird? I thought wolves did it too.
They might. I know for sure birds do that.
Yeah,
birds
and wolves and whatever, like they do that actually in nature. So it's basically, do you want to be a bird or, yeah,
a
never mind. I won't go any farther with that comment.
See, right. The first thing I thought of was Alicia Silverstone. It shows you how old I am.
That is a long time ago.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a pop culture reference. We'll explain later.
Okay.
All right. So my would you rather is, would you rather have to sleep 3 hours every day or have to sleep 15 hours every day? Which, by the way, that is the best question of the three we've gotten so far.
Agreed.
I want to say that right away.
All right.
This was really easy for me.
Oh, yeah. It's really easy for me, too.
Okay. So my thought process on this one, going through it the way that I would work through things logically, which, as we've proven on episodes, is kind of a strange logic at times. But it has been proven that you can sleep on only, or you can go through an entire day with only 2 hours of sleep. If you sleep, I think it's a half hour every 6 hours.
That sounds horrible.
No, it's an actual sleep cycle. Now, it takes you about 10 days to get into it, so those 10 days are absolutely awful. But once you've gotten into the sleep cycle, rather than sleeping for like 8 hours a night or 6 hours a night, if you sleep for a half hour every 6 hours, you get enough sleep. Now, you sleep really quickly. You go into REM sleep right away, and if you miss one of those, you get really tired or something like that.
Well, yeah.
But you can survive, and you're far more productive because you're only sleeping for a total of 2 hours a day. Whereas there's other options, like different sleep cycles, where you could sleep like 4 hours, but then like in the afternoon you sleep for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then in the evening you sleep for four. So it's like only 6 hours instead of 8 or 9.
Interesting.
So you're more productive there. You just have to sleep at different times.
I may actually need to try that.
Yeah,
it's really
I am not
hard
going anywhere
do.
Near that. Because like I've discovered in my college experience, I have to get like 8.5 hours of sleep pretty regularly per night. So, and like I'm just horrible if I don't. And it's my mom does it too, but
fair.
Yeah. So I'm with the thing, like you only have to sleep 3 hours and like, dude, whether or not you're actually productive with that time, it's more time to do stuff for fun. So I don't necessarily care for sleeping. Like I know there's some people that they love sleeping so much. I don't. Honestly,
yeah,
I would love to do
either.
Something else other than sleeping.
More time to watch YouTube.
I would,
yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that exactly.
That's what I'm going to go with.
I would absolutely rather only have to sleep for 3 hours.
No, that sounds
over
amazing.
15.
And this is a 51-49 with sleep.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and 51% of people would rather sleep 3 hours every day.
Wow.
I expected that to be horribly lopsided. Oh, my
wow.
goodness.
To be fair, some people really like their sleep.
Apparently,
so.
They do.
I
That's
mean, if,
crazy.
If you could live in a world where if you had a stable job where you only had to work like 6 hours a day, and you
in
could sleep 15 hours, and you were still like productive and a good member of society
where
and everything,
you only
had that
to
would
sleep
be okay.
for 6 hours a day.
So with that question having wrapped up, I have an interesting question for you. This is quite the life dilemma, if I do
oh,
say so
no.
myself. Would you rather give up buttons and zippers or give up Velcro and knots?
Give up buttons and zippers.
That's a very strange question.
Or life what was the other one? Velcro and knots was the other one?
That is the other one. Buttons and zippers or Velcro and knots?
I feel like a lot of the applications that buttons... Well, because see, like, Velcro could kind of replace your buttons. And then zippers... I don't know. There's not really a good replacement for zippers, in my opinion.
Yeah,
like,
that's
zippers
true.
Are very useful. But Velcro is also very useful. And in fact, knots are incredibly
knots
useful.
Knots are incredibly useful.
You know,
like,
actually,
I'm not sure how you'd function without knots, at least in a more of a sense. Now, is it you personally giving it up?
Might not be ideal. Is it me personally? I don't know.
Is it you personally, or is it like all of society has to give up knots? Because I do not want to work in any kind of shipping industry if there's no knots.
It depends on how you spin the question. You can interpret it how you'd like. We've gone to... Very goofy conclusions.
We have interpreted some questions in very strange ways on this show before.
Which usually leads to minority results because no one else is agreeing.
Because we come at it from a weird angle, but I've completely forgotten what the question was at this point.
Would you rather give up buttons and zippers or Velcro and knots?
I would rather give up buttons and zippers. I can live without those.
You know what? I can agree with that because you keep Velcro. Velcro will serve a lot of the same purposes as far as...
Maybe
and I'm
not
only
as
thinking,
strong,
I'm thinking
but
from,
it'll do it.
Yeah, I'm thinking from clothing perspectives because that's really all the only use buttons and zippers
but what if
for
they're
anymore.
Referring to buttons on like a console where you have to push a button and now that no longer exists? Wait, you can't push any buttons.
Why would there be a zipper on a PlayStation?
No, well,
but no, like just all buttons in general.
Oh,
given the context clues, I don't think that's a logical conclusion.
Yeah,
to make.
But what if you interpret it that way?
Well, I choose not to.
Okay,
because this is a theoretical game we're playing on our iPhones.
Fair enough.
Sponsor? I mean, not sponsored.
No,
at
not
all.
Sponsored at all.
Product.
All right, so Seth,
do you even have an iPhone?
No.
Oh yeah.
All right, so Seth goes with buttons and zippers. Do you agree?
I agree with buttons and zippers.
All right,
as well.
You guys are in the minority.
Of course we are.
By a considerable amount. 28%.
Really?
Agree with you. 72% would rather give up Velcro and knots.
What do people have against knots?
It's probably Velcro, actually, because Velcro is
really
easy to give
up.
Velcro is super loud, but it's also extremely useful.
But people would rather give up Velcro, maybe not thinking about the knots as much.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, in my everyday life, I know I don't use knots that often, but
maybe
I mean,
to
like,
tie
still
your shoes.
Tying
but
your shoes.
But you can do that with Velcro. Wait,
yeah,
you
can
have to
give
up Velcro.
You can, quote, tie your shoes with Velcro, but then you're also a child or an
I
old
mean,
person.
Most designer boots have zippers anyway. They don't actually lace up.
I'm looking at what you're currently wearing right now.
I'm wearing slip-on boots, thank you very much.
But they look awesome.
They look so good.
You
don't
have to take
judge.
Our word for it. So.
All right.
And
would
the next
you,
question.
Would you rather control the emotions of those around you?
Oh, dear me.
Or control the weather?
So by proxy, control the emotions, quite possibly. If you control the weather, you quite possibly control the general mood of
true.
People.
You're too happy for me, Zap.
Very possible.
No. Let's go the other direction with that. It's like, oh, I'm feeling really sad. Bang! Now you're not.
Did you just zap him with lightning? Or
no,
did
you
zapped emotions?
Him with happiness.
Oh, I was hitting someone with the lightning bolt. Like, I don't like how you're feeling right now. You're
zap
too happy for
happiness.
Me.
I'm just going to fry you.
Electrocute you real quick.
The other question is, what are the magnitudes of these powers? Like,
are you storm
does
from
not
X-Men?
Say at all.
Because, like, how... It's like, oh, I can make it, like, 2 degrees colder. Oh, that's a great power. It's like, oh, I can suddenly control the minds of, or the emotions of everybody on the planet for no reason.
Because it's kind of
like,
close
that's,
by.
Yay, that's the best one. Like, how powerful can you make these?
As
I think
powerful
that's...
as you want.
Okay,
because
well,
the question is so open.
At they're so similar, though. Controlling, like, as you said, controlling emotions and controlling the weather can really tie into each other. More so the weather into emotions rather than emotions into the weather.
Oh, by the way, obligatory reference to Geostorm right here.
and also reference to Storm
topical.
From X-Men.
Yes,
also true.
One of the most powerful, useless X-Men. It's not one of those
shots
two.
Have been fired, ladies and gentlemen.
That's not the point of this discussion.
If I get electrocuted.
No, it is not. We'll come back to that in a later
all
episode.
Right. Well, I need to come up with some logic to approach this because all my normal logic doesn't, nothing is working for me.
I feel
have no
like,
argument here.
See, I'm trying to go the opposite direction and say, okay, what's the positive spin on this? And it's controlling emotions. I don't know how superficial it would be, but controlling the weather could actually make people feel legitimately better. And like you could
controlling
prevent,
emotions, you might be able to make them feel better. Although it might be kind of false, though.
That's what I'm saying. It's kind of false, but it like you can stop tsunamis or something. I don't know with the weather control.
Ooh,
I
maybe.
Think there's
that's
like
an
there's a, if you
spin.
If you spin it the other direction, the weather control is actually really the better option.
I'm gonna have to agree with you on that one. I think that
so,
it makes more sense, and that
now,
one ties
the majority
into
of people will
emotions.
Probably not do that, but
that's okay. We're not known for our popular opinions.
No, we are not. Although it is a lot more even than I was expecting. Oh, wow. You guys are in the minority, but by 4%.
Oh, wow.
Only okay. So that was 48% of players would rather control the weather.
Yeah, because the other 50, yeah, 52.
Yeah.
Okay, so mine is, again, like the most normal of all of them. Would you rather only listen to the Beatles or only listen to the Rolling Stones?
I'm going to go with Beatles because I've actually listened to them more than the Rolling Stones already.
I feel like the Beatles are actually a little bit better than the Rolling Stones from what little I know. I am incredibly music not savvy, which is why I'm not really sure why I'm on this show. But
it's because of the other parts.
It's because of the other parts, the geek and nerd parts. Yeah. So. Yep.
I'm going to go with Beatles because, frankly, the parts that I've listened to from the Beatles versus the Rolling Stones, I like the Beatles better.
You know, I think I'm going to agree with you on that.
That was the shortest question.
We've had so much agreement on this episode.
Yeah, 61% to 39%. Say they would rather listen to the Beatles.
All right.
So that's I think that's about right.
That makes it easy. All right, I have another life-altering question for you. This one will really make you think. Would you rather constantly have a 40-pound weight on your shoulders or constantly have 10-pound weights on each of your feet?
Either way, that's going to be really bad for your joints. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but 40-pound really is bad for more of your joints.
True.
But it's also on your shoulders, which I feel would be easier to bear than having a 10-pound weight tied to each of your feet.
Well, I mean, I think that might be easier to get used to walking with, though.
You'd have to shop, if you're just wearing really heavy boots or if you're just wearing, like, shoulder
pads. Yeah, I mean, it'd basically be like wearing really big boots all the time.
Is that better or worse than heavy shoulder pads?
I think it would be better.
Well, to be fair, I walk around campus with a backpack every day, and it's pretty close to 40 pounds.
Fair. Well, the thing I'm running into is, like, if you have back problems or something, that the 40-pound weight would be terrible for you. That, and when you wear the 40-pound weight, you're also putting all that weight on your ankles.
Right, so, but you also have the rest of your legs to help support it. It's not, like, just on your ankles themselves, you know? So, like, if you try to lift your legs, that doesn't do anything if the weight is on your back, but if you try to lift your legs and the weight is on your legs, though it is less weight.
It is less weight overall.
I'm still sticking with the 10-pound weights on your feet.
Okay.
Yeah, that was what I was kind of leaning towards. And, like, I actually, the reason I brought up back issues is I don't actually have back issues, but I've got this backpack it's like a hiking backpack, and it's got a belt strap, which is really nice because it takes the weight off.
It takes it off your back and puts it
on your hips.
I want one of those.
So if there's a hip option, I would go for the hip option in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Carry, like, 20 pounds of equipment on your belt.
Yeah,
hips are amazing. Wait, what?
That's awkward.
I've been told that they don't lie.
This is why we...
That's why I think I'm going to go for the 20 pounds on your feet, personally. Okay.
And Seth as well?
Yep.
All right. 73% of people agree with you.
There you go.
So mainstream this episode.
Oh my gosh!
Maybe they're just very obvious questions. I don't know.
All right. This is going to have to be our last question of the episode.
All right.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, dear.
So sorry, guys.
We end on this. Way to go. I don't even know what it is.
Would you rather have every movie you watch replace the lead role with Nicolas Cage? Or...
That's a great premise already.
Or have every song you hear be performed by Nickelback?
I feel like there are some decent movies that actually have Nicolas Cage.
National Treasure being the one.
I don't want to be rude, but I don't know of any good songs that I enjoy that are by Nickelback.
Can you sing in Nickelback's voice?
I can't do Nickelback. Oh. I can do Creed, but I can't do Nickelback.
Aw, rats.
I'm going to have to go with the movie ones because, frankly, I like listening to music. I don't want that ruined for me. I think I'd be okay, even though I really enjoy movies. I'd be okay if all of those were slightly altered. But I think I'd rather listen to music and be okay there. So I'm going to go with the Nicolas Cage option.
All right.
See, now we're going to dissent. This is like the first time all...
Yes, we finally have a disagreement.
Which is okay. We've had many of those before.
See, I listen to a lot of non-vocal music. I listen to just instrumentals most of the time.
Okay.
So replacing it with Nickelback doesn't really matter to me.
Well, it depends on the song itself. Like, it's a very, very complicated technical song. For example, like
I listen to video game soundtracks.
Oh, okay.
Just to give you an idea.
All right.
That's why I think I would rather go for Nickelback because, like, I don't want all of the Avengers to be Nicolas Cage.
Oh my gosh.
Batman v Superman would have been better if Nicolas Cage
it
was
probably
both
would.
Ouch.
And that would have been hysterical.
That would have been
ouch.
Great.
I kind of want to see that now. I only pick on Batman
Nicolas Cage
popular.
Versus
I,
Nicolas Cage.
I kind of liked it, but...
where everyone is Nicolas Cage.
One Nicolas Cage will rise above the rest to fight another.
So this is actually a quite a bit more lopsided than I thought it would be.
Okay.
70% of players would rather watch every movie with Nicolas Cage as the
lead
role.
Really? I'm in the majority.
Yeah.
People hate Nickelback that much.
Apparently.
I guess so.
Nickelback is like the worst band ever. Second Maybe. Only to Creed, apparently.
Well,
based on the little research that I've done.
Go figure.
I don't have any supporting research for that, but
All right,
we're going to go ahead and wrap up this episode. So, Jesse, what we usually do is we'll either pick a random note or we'll let our guest, in this case you, pick a random note for us.
It's going to have to be me this time.
So you go ahead and you'll give us a random note, and then we will sing goodbye in that key or with that note in our chord, or we'll come up with something.
You can just name the note. You don't have to try to sing it.
No, I'm gonna sing a note, and we'll see if you guys can match it, okay?
Ooh, interesting.
I have no idea what note it's going to be, but I want to be able to actually do it, though. I really want to do it, so okay.
You can go for a lower note if you think that'll help.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.